One of the ways parasites can get from one host to another is by hitching a ride on a biting insect. For example, the malaria parasite, called Plasmodium, is carried by mosquitoes, and it's transmitted in the insect's saliva when it feeds on blood. But malaria doesn't just settle for relying on the mosquito's natural feeding habits. Scientists have discovered that it also alters the insect's appetite and makes it more attracted to certain human smells, increasing the rate of transmission. Khalil Thurloway has been hearing how.
I'm here in my home city of London, standing outside the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Inside that building is the world's deadliest double act, and I'm about to meet it face to face. But first, I'm going to learn a little bit more from someone who knows this deadly duo inside and out.
Hi. Hello, I'm here to see Vicky Austin.
I work on malaria. Malaria is a disease that kills 500,000 people every single year. So it's a huge disease, and it affects people by invading red blood cells and bursting them, which causes fever and it causes illness. One of the main targets in the fight against malaria is actually the vector, the mosquito that transmits the disease, and that's where I come in.
I hear that you have a room full of mosquitoes here.
That's true, actually. Do you want to see?
Yes, please. That'd be great.
Let's go to the insectary.
We've stepped into a small dungeon-like room with lots of clear plastic mesh boxes all around. And on closer inspection, they're actually full of hundreds of little mosquitoes feeding from an electronically warmed blood pack that's stuck to the top of the mesh box.
That's actually my blood.
Wow, suffering for your work. That's great. Now, before we continue, I have to ask, are any of these carrying malaria?
Absolutely not. Luckily for you, this is a clean room, so all of the mosquitoes in here are waiting to be infected.
So we're nice and safe?
We're nice and safe here at the moment, yeah.
Great. So what are you doing with this room full of blood-sucking mosquitoes?
Well, for years, people have been combating malaria, but most of these control methods, they focus on insecticides or insecticide-treated bed nets, but we're coming at it from a new approach. So a mosquito has a really acute sense of smell. They can pick up on really tiny amounts of certain compounds that are given off by a human body, and that's how they find a human to feed on, to take a blood meal.
What part does the parasite play in this?
Well, that's the fascinating part, actually. Once the mosquito is infected with Plasmodium, lots of different aspects of its behaviour can change. There are lots of different things, such as it is maybe more likely to take a blood meal, or it's more likely to take longer to feed. All of these things can increase the chance that it will successfully pass on that parasite to a new host. The bit that I'm particularly interested in is that the mosquito is actually more sensitive to specific aspects of human smell, and that's what's really fascinating.
How do you determine which components of the human smell are attractive or repellent to mosquitoes?
Essentially what we do is electroantennography, or EAG, and this technique actually involves cutting off a mosquito's head and mounting it on an electrode. We pass compounds that we're interested in over the antenna, and we measure the electrical impulses when those nerves fire, and that's how we know when a compound is exciting to a mosquito.
How could this understanding be used in the fight against malaria?
One possible application of our work could be to design traps that are more effective because they're based on those really attractive compounds we identify from people. And potentially we could even be designing traps that are specific for infected mosquitoes if we're seeing differences in that sort of attraction. Another option could be to design repellents based on certain compounds we've identified that are unattractive to mosquitoes. We know that people give off these sorts of compounds naturally already.
So is that why some people get bitten more than others?
Exactly. There's a huge variety in how people smell to mosquitoes, and some people are very, very attractive and some people are quite unattractive. And we're looking at the differences between those people and what sort of smells they give off themselves. Most importantly, we now understand a lot more about how mosquito behaviour changes once it's infected with malaria. And this sort of knowledge will feed into a huge variety of control methods and lots of other areas of research as well as we understand this system more.
Hugely important research, as I'm one of those people who seems to get bitten everywhere I go. That was Vicky Austin talking with Khalil Thurloway at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine.
You're like my wife, Ginny. Great to be around because I never get bitten. People like you are doing people like me a massive favour.
Well, I'm glad I could be of help.